But to understand how the male and female energies apply to us, we have to give one more correspondence. We talked about positive and negative and male and female, but what is one of the main differences between male and female?
One's attracting, one's radiant.
What'd you say, Lorraine?
One's an attracting energy, one's a radiant energy.
Pretty close. One is a radiant and magnetic. Okay. Another interesting one is sending and receiving. Now this is exemplified in the male and female in conception. And this is an interesting correspondence. In conception, the male sends forth the seed. He sends it forth and the female receives it. But what's interesting about the male and female energies is the number of seeds sent forth are in the millions. But the female is very particular about what she's going to receive. So she only receives one out of many millions. But there's definitely a sending from the male and a receiving from the female. But the female just isn't excited about receiving just anything. She's very fussy. So she only selects and gets enthused. Her body's only enthused about incorporating one seed out of many millions, one sperm out of many millions. That's interesting to correspond that. So the difference between male and female, one of the difference for the molecular relationship, which is very important to understand, is the sending and receiving. So the male is polarized. Now, does everybody understand what the word polarization means? Polarization means you're more one thing than the other. Okay? It doesn't mean you're 100% there. If you're, say, 51% focused on one side than the other, then you're polarized on that side. If you're 90% on one side or the other, you're still polarized there. But polarization is just more one thing than the other. Now, the females are polarized in the receiving energy, and the males, the sending energy. Now, every once in a while, there's a mistake in nature where people feel they're in the wrong gender. And so there may be their soul was polarized a certain way, or polarized maybe from a past lifetime, but they just wound up in a different body that's polarized sending when they maybe want to be receiving. But overall, if you're in a male body, that means you're polarized in the sending energy, and you will feel more comfortable being a sender than a receiver. And if you're in a female body, you're polarized in the receiving energy, and overall, you will feel more comfortable being a receiver than a sender. It just feels more balanced to be in your energy. Now, people go through a series of lifetimes where they change energies. I believe they change about once every seven lifetimes. We spend about seven lifetimes, and this isn't ironclad, but it's a seven cycles or seven lifetimes in male energy and then seven cycles in the female energy. And then when you switch over, it's kind of really awkward, and during this time period you may be gay for a lifetime or two till you figure out where you really want to be. All of us have gone through all these things, so it's kind of silly for men to feel they're superior to women or women to men, or that it's wrong to be gay, because when you make the switch, then can you imagine if you were a female in your last life? Well, let's look at it this way. You're either a male or female right now. Imagine if in your next life, if you were opposite sex as you are right now, can you imagine feeling like it might be a little bit hard to make the adjustment? And this happens to a lot of us when we do a switchover. We've taken a lot of people back in the past lives, and almost all of us have been both sexes in different times. But it's a little bit like this, is that the things that influence us will change us a lot and make us maybe different than who we are at the moment. Now, let's suppose that you had an anvil fall on your toe, you would be a lot different person right after that than you are before. If you were to fall in love, you're a lot different when you're in love. If you had something, if you won the lottery, found out you won the lottery, and you might go tell your boss to go where to go, you'd be quite different after that. So all these influences around us make us different personalities in different lifetimes, because in each lifetime, you're affected different by your body and the things that's going on in your body and your circumstances and the energies in circulation. So each lifetime, we're a little bit different, but we are still us. Now think back to when you were 20 years ago. You probably thought a lot different than you think now about a lot of things, but you're still the same you. You're still the same you, but you have different influences now. So in a way, you're a different you, but you're the same you. Okay? When I look back when I was a kid, I'm totally different than I am now in many ways, but I don't look on myself as being a different me. I'm the same me, but different. And from another way of looking at it, I'm a different me. So it's an interesting paradox. So you have these two energies. And the two energies are seeking balance. Right now, you are either in polarized as a sender or a receiver. And as a receiver, you seek balance by finding somebody that can send to you. And as a sender, you're seeking balance by finding somebody that can appreciate what you have to send. Now, the important thing to realize here is that, of course, all of us are not totally female or totally male. The heart and the feeling nature is female energy, and all of us hardened guys still have a heart. And the mind and the brain is male energy, and all the females have a mind and a brain, and they use them also. But it's important that we use both of the energies within us, but it's also important to realize, especially understanding the molecular principle, is that we are different in the fact that we're all of us a little out of balance because we have more, a little bit extra male energy or a little bit extra female energy. And that's why we're drawn to somebody else that can balance us off. Now, even among the same sex, one will be male and one will be female. If you're working for somebody and this guy's your boss, well, you are female to the boss because the boss sends to you and you receive. So if you're both men, one of the guys is male, is female, and one guy male as far as energy goes. Okay? So when you're working for somebody, you're playing the female role. So thank goodness all of us have both energies within ourselves. But even when we're playing the female role, if we're polarized in the male, that means that the guy spends all day in the female role at work. So he comes home, he needs more than ever a female to receive from him. So he can sit down and just let out that male energy to her and feel more balance off that energy he had to receive from his boss all day long. So it's interesting how these play out, is that it's important to realize that we all have both energies in us, but every single person is polarized more than in one direction than the other. If you were in perfect balance, you know what would happen? You would disappear. If old Larry Woods over there got in balance, poof, he would just go. He'd go back right back to the source.
Stay away from big old tires.
Right, but it's a long process to get back there. And the beginning of the process of getting back to our source is the molecular relationship. And the beginning of the molecular relationship is the creation of a human atom. A human atom is the merging of a male and female energy together to create balance. In the beginning, God created man and woman, and he called, it says, he called their name Adam, which is interesting. So Adam, it wasn't the name of just the guy. It was the name of the male and female together. And then God took the rib out of Adam and he created the woman. But who was the male and female before he created the actual woman, the actual Eve? It was Adam represented male and female in one body. So the first creation, of a human being was a hermaphrodite, where male and female energies were balanced together. And in that situation, they had the Garden of Eden. They had a place of great balance. And in the separated state, they felt out of balance. And being out of balance, then all kinds of complications ensued. But the only really good part about it was it produced an environment where we could have an untold number of experiences that you can't have any other way. So we are in a separated condition where we're out of balance so that we can have all kinds of experiences and that would be impossible if we were perfect peace. You know, you play a really good game like Monopoly, and you land on a motel, and you have to pay a whole bunch of money, and you get really mad, and then you lose the game, and then next day you go back and you play the game again because you want to win. The reason we go into these situations voluntarily is because life is like a game that we're playing and we're trying to figure out how it works, and we're going to put all the pieces of the puzzle back together, and when we do, we will have a thrill that we have succeeded, and then we will go home, and then we will wait for our next challenge, and then a new universe will be created. So the foundation of the molecular relationship is like the foundation of the universe. The foundation of the universe was the hydrogen atom, and the foundation of what we have to follow. We have to look and see what the little atoms did, and we have to do the same thing that they did and create higher things than ourselves. And the foundation of that is the merging of the male and female energies to balance each other off. And we're going to talk about how they merge and how they can merge successfully next. And we'll just take a short break, but 10 minutes, and then we'll come back and talk about that.